Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I have a simple statement from Mr. William Shakespeare that I love and repeat often. If you're one of my friends, you'll see that I've texted this to you probably over the years because I love it. It's sweet, it's simple, it's powerful, and I think it encapsulates a pretty significant message. It's from the play All's Well That Ends Well. And what's said is this: love many, trust a few, do wrong to none. I love it. Love many, trust a few, do wrong to none. I have to say, and I've done an episode about this before, that I have a no enemy policy. There is no one I know in my life who I've ever met who, if I saw them in the street, I wouldn't stop or cross the road, give them a hug, say hello. When it comes to love, I give freely, abundantly. I like to believe that I vibe love with people. Whoever they are, whether they're people I know, whether they're people I'm connected to online, maybe it's you. I, in my mind, in my quiet states, when I think about people, my intention, the way that I feel is loving. Not all the time, not perfectly, but generally speaking, I lean towards love. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for the world. Trust a few. This is something I actually learned the hard way. I write about it in the book, Let It Be Easy. I had a client who I work with for a long time. They didn't pay me a pretty significant amount of money because they weren't telling the truth about what was going on with the business on the back end, the profit and loss statements. And I just trusted. In fact, if you're a trusting person, meaning actually you're probably pretty trustworthy, you assume other people are like you. And they will do the right thing and that they'll follow through on what they say they're going to do. Life just sometimes teaches us that's not the case. It's not necessarily good or bad. It's just the reality of it. So when it comes to trust, I, of course, trust the people, my closest inner circle, the people I love dearly. And then I have modest doubt with certain things. If something's new, if I don't know, I have contracts in place. These are a non-negotiable for me. Love many. The love is free. The love is there. Trust a few, right? We're savvy people here. Trust isn't something we just give away. In fact, in my opinion, to trust can even be greater to love than some instances. And when you have love and trust, gosh, that's beautiful and powerful, isn't it? But then finally, do wrong to none. It's really the golden rule, isn't it? Doing unto others as you wish they would do unto you. I think if you can go through your life doing wrong to none, at least intentionally not doing any wrong, there being no wrongdoing on your part, your conscience is clear, you're in your integrity. When we harm others, we're really harming ourselves. I really believe that a peaceful, enlightened person could never hurt another being because we're all connected here. It's a simple statement, easy to remember. You can post it somewhere on a post-it or on your phone. But if someone even says to me, hey, I think this person is like trying to swindle me a bit, or this person let me down, often it comes to the trust piece. I just go, yep, love many, trust a few. Do wrong tonight. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Maybe that's something that you needed to hear today. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.